There are different kinds of historians. Some can be called court historians, those people who sing the praises of their powerful subjects, kind of like the ancient griots in West Africa, who memorized the lineages of kings and princes and sang songs of royal glory and myth. There are also social historians, who look at the struggles of average, everyday people and record their achievements. Herbert Aptheker may be seen as one of the latter school of historians. Yet he was more. He undertook prodigious study to uncover the hidden histories of African resistance to the U.S. slavery system. His works quite literally changed the course of history by publishing his groundbreaking American Negro Slave Revolt in 1948, which undermined and challenged the prevailing myth promoted largely by Southern historians of the happy darky, or the claim that black people cheerfully submitted to the brutal regime of bondage. Aptheker documented over 250 slave revolts involving more than 10 people each throughout the South and slave territories, and also documents other acts of resistance and subversion to the slave system, such as escape. Although he was a bona fide historian, he never received a faculty appointment, due in large part to his open membership and leadership in the Communist Party. Despite this lack of formal institutional affiliation, his work and his unflinching radicalism drew scores of students and many who were inspired by the power and purity of his historical work. As a young man, he studied under the famed scholar-activist Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois and later became his literary executor. His admiration for Du Bois fueled him through decades of work on Du Bois' writings. This is clear from the following response to a question posed by scholar Manning Marable, who asked him to describe the multi-talented Du Bois, an essayist, sociologist, educator, radical, organizer, etc., in one word. Replied Aptheker, Du Bois, he was an artist. Wouldn't one reply if asked a similar question about the learned Aptheker, radical, scholar, historian, mentor, counselor? An honest answer might be, Aptheker, he was a radical historian. His work did not record the minutiae of the princes or the privileged. Rather, he looked to those consigned to the lowest levels of American society, black captives, and marveled at the deeply hidden evidence of their resistance to a terrorist system of white supremacy. He looked to people pushed into the muck and mire of captivity and told their stories of their never-ending fight for freedom. His contributions to black history, to American history, to human history is indeed immense. To scholars, his multi-volume documentary history of the Negro people, which he was putting his finishing touches on in his last days, will be seen as his masterwork for the sheer scope of 300 years of history. For the non-specialist, the non-historian, and perhaps the average reader, American Negro slave revolts may rank high in their personal and communal libraries. Aptheker wrote widely of maroonage, or escaped slave communities, and white settler repression of them. What kind of repression? He once wrote, quote, in October of this year, 1823, runaway Negroes near Pineville, South Carolina, were attacked. Several were captured, and at least two, a woman and a child, were killed. One of the maroons was decapitated, and his head stuck on a pole and publicly exposed as, quote, a warning to vicious slaves, unquote. That's from the American Negro Slave Revolts. Aptheker was a master historian whose work surged like a river through the profession, changing all that came after it. His streams of students continue to irrigate minds all across the country in a variety of fields. Like a bell that cannot be unrung, Aptheker's work continues to toll across decades. He may have passed after 88 long years of study, struggle, and resistance, but his work remains among us for generations to come. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.